Now the Women to Watch, Wealth Watch.
Thank you for tuning in to Wealth Watch with Signature FD, where we talk about using all the pillars of your wealth, grow, protect, give, and live, to live a great life. It's a little something we call net worth while. My name is Heather Fortner, and I'm the CEO of Signature FD. Today, I'm with Vicki Shackley, Signature FD's Director of Signature Women. If you're unfamiliar with our client communities, they are our teams that are dedicated to intimately knowing and understanding the wealth management needs of a specific client audience, from women executives to women who just want to take more control of their financial well-being. Our Signature Women team specializes in helping women use their wealth to live a great life. Vicki, welcome to the show. Absolutely. Tell me first, let's start off. Tell me just a little bit about Signature Women, what it means to you, and who it serves.
So Signature Women is our oldest running client initiative here at the firm. And what we identified about 10 years ago was there was just a real communication gap when it came to dealing with women and wealth. And women tend to think about their wealth a little differently. And what we realized is, you know, whereas men may want the latest hot stock tip, the women really want to, they really care about the journey. And they come at wealth from, you know, estate planning, education for the kids. Do we have enough? Not so much all the steps on the stops on the train, but how do we ultimately get towards the end and do that in a, you know, in a confident manner? So that was really kind of the biggest difference is I think it's the same needs, but maybe a different path.
Mm. I love that you mentioned the communication style gap. Talk to me a little bit about what have you seen with women specifically in the communication around their wealth? What gaps did you identify and how do we help fill some of those gaps?
So a couple of things, you know, women tend to, I think, be a lot more conservative in their investing. They tend to, you know, they want safety first, and we have to educate them on, you know, risk and appropriate amounts of risk to take in the portfolio. Getting their estate plan correct. Women tend to lead the conversation around philanthropy and generosity within the family, educational funding. You know, they're really thinking about the kids and they're kind of the family CEO, if you will. So we really try and cater to them to, you know, and CEOs love a checklist. And I have created more checklists to help women feel like, okay, I've got that off my plate. I can check that off the box.
So I kind of feel like you're speaking directly to me. So as a CEO and a mother, I definitely am feeling what you're talking about right now. Talk to me a little bit about how you ended up on this journey of serving women.
You know, well, I'm a recovering attorney. I used to be a tax attorney. So this is a breeze, really. But, you know, again, that kind of that gap in wanting to make sure that, you know, I've sat there with women, tends to be a male-dominated, the advisor set. And a lot of times the husbands lead the conversation around the wealth. And what we realized was, again, they're wanting to focus on the investments and the stocks and how do you hold, whereas the women are really leading forward for the family and saying, well, you know, how do we accomplish that? That's great for today. But we really want to make sure we were speaking to the women directly and that they were frankly part of the conversation, because a lot of times they're not. The husband handles that. And then if something happens to the husband, the women are kind of left trying to figure it out. And we never want that. We want them to be part of the conversation from the beginning.
Vicki, talk to us a little bit about, and maybe you have an example in your brain of a situation where you were able to help bring the woman into the conversation and really help boost her confidence or security or safety around the family wealth. How did that work and what did that look like for you?
Well, it's interesting because I think men tend to lead the conversation and they do the work to find the advisor. But what then I realize is ultimately the woman is the decision maker. And so a lot of times my conversation will start out with the husband, and then he's like, okay, but I always offer like, well, we definitely want your wife to be part of that conversation. Mm-hmm. And that's what really cements the relationship, is having a relationship with the wife, with the children, and really making them feel like the whole family is part of it. And so I've done that numerous times with clients that are executives. I had an executive whose husband unexpectedly passed at 46, and really guiding her through that conversation while she made decisions about, was she going to continue on in her career or take a break or keep working? But she knew we had all the financial aspect buttoned up, and she was kind of free to take care of her child and kind of process that in that moment.
Mm-hmm. I love that. What areas does Signature Women have some expertise in serving?
So we have, three relationship managers, and our expertise is wide. I tend to focus on female executives, helping them figure out what their compensation plans look like, if they're changing jobs, what that would look like from what they're leaving on the table to what they may be getting in their new position, retirement. Like I said, divorce earlier, we've created a whole checklist on what to consider if you're even thinking about a divorce, or if you've gone through a divorce, making sure you're actually asking for assets and getting enough to make it, to be able to be successful in your next life. I'm also seeing a lot of questions since the pandemic around retirement, and do I have enough to retire? So a lot of women have just said, I've had enough. it's been a hard journey, and I'm ready to tap out, and really giving them the confidence to make that decision.
Talk a little bit about what you're seeing as it relates to women being, I was on a call earlier today, and it was referenced again, the sandwich generation, and how you're leaning into helping educate women through that process.
Women are exhausted. The last 2 years they've had to take care of the kids at home and be the teacher and be the cook and be the housekeeper and then do their job. And in the meantime, they've got parents that are ill and hitting that phase where they're starting to deal with, dementia and debilitating diseases. And they're also they're the caregiver for their parents. And I'd seen some friends from college for the first time since COVID this past April, and every single one of us is dealing with this. And what I realized is I have the tools to deal with this, but most people don't. Mm-hmm. So we've created an elder care checklist. I'm hosting an elder care summit next month to really help people figure out how to assemble that team that they're going to need to deal with the next generation. But mm-hmm. that load really falls on women.
Mm-hmm. I love that you recognize that. I think it's very, very important. And I do think since the pandemic, a lot of that has really come to the forefront, and people need the tools to address it. So thank you for leaning into that. Talk to a little bit about the tools that Signature FD has from the generosity side of the house, and how you're helping women guide those conversations.
Yeah. So we have, we've invested in an expert here, a philanthropy expert, and I take her, introduce her to clients as they're kind of navigating their legacy. And we create a wealth blueprint and help them identify, first and foremost, what are the causes we care about? What's important to us? And then picking the organizations, and then vetting the organizations and making the introduction and determining how much can we give away? When do we give away? It's also a great way to involve the kids and have family meetings and get them into the conversation without telling them exactly how much the parents have. It's just, listen, we're going to, as a family, we kind of want to give back a little, and we're in a place where we want you to do that with us. And they spend the holidays kind of discussing a charity or what's most important. And it's like a little presentation. I've had numerous clients do that. So I think it really sets us apart from other firms.
That's awesome. So as a woman executive, a woman with aging parents, a woman with little kids, everything that you've talked about
I'm
today
so tired.
Is just It really resonates with me, Vicki. So thank you so much for the work that you've done. Thank you again to everyone for tuning in to Wealth Watch with Signature FD. If you'd like to learn a little more about how we can help you achieve your net worth while, please visit us at www.signaturefd.com. I'm Heather Fortner, and thank you for listening.